Canadian consulates are similar to embassies and are located in major U.S. cities. The consul general is the consulate's senior officer. John Prado was named consul general of Canada in New York in March 2011. He visited Plattsburgh for the first time on Monday. Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas called his visit an opportunity to solidify the area's friendship with Canadian partners and economy.
We really work as active partners with the Canadian government and all of our Canadian friends. When we say what's good for Canada is good for the North Country, we mean it, because we have integrated ourselves in a remarkably unique way, really unlike any other place along the entire U.S.-Canadian frontier in terms of the percentage and the degree to which we have actually integrated ourselves economically with Canada, to which particularly on behalf of Quebec, we have become, in effect, a strategic beachhead on this side of the border for the Quebec business community to work as part of the increasingly integrating U.S.-Canadian economy.
Democratic Congressman Bill Owens, who has often spoken about the importance of cross-border travel and business in his North Country district, made note of the U.S.-Canada flag pin he wears to highlight the two nations' economic ties.
I'm frequently asked, because I wear this lapel pin all the time in Washington, why I have it on. And I tell them that it's more important what happens in Quebec and in Canada than what happens in Albany and Washington in terms of the impact on my constituents as a whole. They don't recognize that Canada is our largest trading partner and dwarfs many of our other trading partners.
Consul General John Prado verified the congressman's comments.
The most recent numbers that we have is the relationship, two-way relationship between our two countries is $742 billion. Largest in the world. The next largest for Canada is $70 billion. That means there's 400,000 people crossing the border every single day. That's $2 billion a day. But they're not the important stats. The important stat is 8 million jobs in this great country depend on trade with Canada. And for the great state, the Empire State of New York, it's just under 600,000 jobs depend on trade with Canada. I think we can do more. And a lot of it will start with some of the initiatives that we're dealing with at the consulate.
John Prado says Canadian business expansion in this region helps expand the supply chain across the U.S.
The North Country is very important to that binational relationship between Canada and the United States. You're 1 hour from Montreal. You've got a lot of Canadian businesses that are prospered here. They've come here to create jobs, but also to access the U.S. market. What happens at the border impacts companies that are based in the Carolinas or in the Floridas or much further south because so much of our trade goes through those borders. So if you're interested in accessing markets, you have to make sure that the border does not become an impediment to the flow of legitimate goods or people. So I always tell people, you may not be right at the border, but you should be interested in what happens in that border.
The Canadian consulate in New York is responsible for five states: New York, Delaware, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Consul General John Prado told the region's business leaders they are a critical focus because collectively their GDP is about 50% greater than all of Canada. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.